Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa with Trinity Counseling Services. Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. Excuse me. My name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry, and I am a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I am also a licensed professional counselor associate, and most importantly, I'm a child of God. On this Martin Luther King Day weekend, we wanted to just have a conversation and wrap up our week. We just want to thank God for allowing us to wake this morning. Thank God for the opportunity to come together. Thank God for having a platform in which to share with individuals, and hopefully the information that you gain is educational and enriching and enlightening. Again, my name is Melissa, Trinity Counseling Services is the sponsor of the show. Trinity Counseling Services can be found at 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206, and also 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. You're welcome to give us a call, 704-333-2446, or 336-675-0075. You also can email us at melissatrinitycount@gmail.com. And I believe that's all of our contacts. Trinity Counseling Services can be found on the web, trinitycounselingcharlotte.com, as well as you can find us on Facebook under Trinity Counseling Services, where we post different things that we see. The last couple of weeks, we have focused on vision boards and bucket lists, and these things are to inspire us to focus on our dreams and begin to walk towards them. And then we moved into examining earlier part of the week about New Year's resolutions, and just breaking down the concept of why statistically people are unable to maintain their resolutions, because it is involving their resolve, the resolve being mental and emotional and physical all wrapped up into one. And this week, there was a drawing for the $1.6 billion Powerball. And leading up to it, I began to read different articles. You had different people posting, making plans, what they were going to do. There was one that was written by Mark Cuban, one of the Shark Tank individuals, and he gave some really good advice. He said, number one, you need to get a tax attorney, and number two, basically, if you were happy prior to winning, you'd be happier afterwards. But if you weren't happy, you may not be happy afterwards because you weren't happy in the beginning. It's not about the amount of the finances. And he, in essence, said towards the end that you needed to kind of live your life as you were going to live it. And as I continue to read different stories, there was one that they were mentioning different individuals who had won and then lost, because you always say, well, gosh, if I get a windfall of some type financially, my life will be dramatically different. And there were individuals who had the opportunity. One individual had won a good amount of money. I mean, anything over $1 million. Then a year, not even a year, he was $1 million in debt. And kind of worse off than he was when he started. And then there was another individual. I guess she wasn't really giving and loving in her marriage, but she divorced her husband within like 11 days and let him know, I'm gone. And didn't really disclose to him that she had won. And then he found out, and quite naturally he was awarded everything because she was deceitful. And then there were a couple other people. One became stuck out on drugs, and then another one ended up with his whole family kind of turned on him, and so They have shared that there are two winners, there's three winners of the main amount. There was one gentleman from California, to my understanding, he was wealthy. He was made more wealthy, and he had the resources, and he had the ingenuity to my understanding, play all the numbers. And I'm not an advocate for gambling, but it is what it is. Then there was another family that contacted a media outlet, the Today Show, went on it, let people know who they were, and then went and cashed in a ticket. That was a suggestion that Mark Cuban made. It was like, don't tell everybody, but they told the world on the Today Show, and they haven't stated who the third person is. And with all of that to be said, this week, next week, week three of 2016, we're going to be focusing on finances and the importance of financial health. And my conclusion from all of this is, this was an opportunity for us individuals to kind of come together, pool the resources and acknowledging the gifts and assets within their general community to a better good. And we as a people didn't do that, and in that we did not do that, we were left in a current situation. And like I said, I'm not an advocate of gambling, but my statement is, if one person spent $30,000 in one community, a community celebrated him, I believe that that community was capable of coming together. I believe they had those opportunities to share with one another, and I believe that all will benefit from that one individual, because if he's in business and he's successful, and if he's in a small community, then that means that there are some decent characteristics that he already has. And one of them, perhaps, is the characteristic of giving. And because he gives jobs, when he created his business, he had the knowledge in order to utilize the resources that he had available. And so these are all characteristics that are necessary in order to be profitable, not just in business or in finances, but in life. It is necessary for us as a people to just realize the good in ourselves and in the world. And when you think, consider finances, again, first of all, the advice from Mark Cuban, it was really interesting and concise. He said, number one, you want to get an attorney. Okay, so you want to have a person in your life that has experience. An attorney has experience because they've got years of doing one thing. You want to have a person with knowledge of the thing that you need, and you want to have an individual that is committed. Most attorneys who are required to recite in front of juries are going to be committed, because they're going to be committed to the thing that they are promoting. And the advice ever, a lot of people consider, well, what about counseling, or what about opportunities to talk to people? Whether you call them a counselor or a life coach or advisor, confidant, whatever it is that you call them, you need them in your life. Yeah, sure, your family is helpful. But if your family is not capable, say, of maintaining their own finances, then you probably don't need to utilize them for any kind of advice as far as money goes. You want to find someone who is not connected, just like with those stories of those individuals who ended up winning and losing, and then their families turning on them. You don't want jealousy. Is a very, very, very powerful type spirit, or jealousy is a very, very powerful thing. And if you go into your family and say, look, I got $1 million, and they don't have $1 million, then resentfully they may do different things that will come against your aspirations. And, excuse me, that, you know, there lies the other piece of going back to the vision board. You know, the Bible tells you about sharing your dreams with individuals, and it gives the example of Joseph, who had the coat of many colors, and his brothers ended up throwing him in a pit because they were so disgusted with him. I don't know if he was gloating or bragging about his coat of many colors, but whether he was or he wasn't, he ended up in a pit, thrown in by his brother. So, and he shared a dream and said, you know, one day I'm going to be over you, but you're the youngest. Okay, so you might not want to stir that up in a person. So you might want to kind of withhold it, not hiding your dreams and not hiding under a rock and not being like the ones with talents, but you just want to be mindful. So any advice of someone who is not connected in any way to your past, present, or your future in order to assist you in your vision. The other advice that Cuban gave is, like, don't take a lump. You don't want to blow it all in one spot. Consider finances, thinking about not taking it all at once, because you want to kind of measure your life. So the advice that he's giving, as far as, you know, committing to financing and a budget, is you have to take it in two steps. And you've heard me speak about SMART: goals, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. That is very necessary. So you want to not do it all at once. You want to be patient and measure your time. And then you say, you weren't happy yesterday, you won't be happy tomorrow. It's money, it's not happiness. If you were happy yesterday, you're going to be a lot happy tomorrow. It's money, life gets easier, we don't have to worry about bills. So as we go into our next week and we're considering organizing and considering our budgets, this is one thought that we want to have in our mind. We don't want to have the stress and worry, and that's going to be a topic for another week. You don't want to have the stress and worry about the things that we owe and those situations that we're in. So as you're planning for Thursday, which will be when we'll be sharing different information about budgeting, take an opportunity between now and then to gather your things together, seeing what exactly are your financial goals for the year 2016, and seeing how we can begin to work towards that end. Just tell all your friends and relatives no. Tell them no. If you're close to them, you already know who needs help and what they need. Feel free to help some, but talk to your accountant. So not only do you need an attorney, but you also need an accountant. So, you know, not only do you need a counselor, but you also might need somebody else that's familiar with some other aspects of life, business, things like that. And since no one needs $100,000 for anything, anyone who asks is not your friend. If you come into, you begin to make different changes in your life, you're going to have individuals that are not happy. And basically what that's saying is, you know, as far as what a friend is, it's going to show you, people are going to show you who they are. They probably already have done that, but because you're connected to them, you feel it necessary to allow them into your life. Is that anyone who does not help you to go towards your dream is not anybody that you need there. And just help, get someone to help you. That is the wrap up for this week. As far as everything that is going on this week, just continue to seek help, support, resources. That is what this program and during the week we focus on, the resources that are available in the community that will help you to whatever goals that you have. My name is Melissa Annie DeBerry, Talk with Trinity show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all people. Feel free to write if you have any questions or would like to have a topic that you would like for us to discuss or to research. MelissaTrinityCount@gmail.com. And God, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come again. Thank you for the education. Thank you for the enrichment. Thank you for the enlightenment. Most importantly, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your knowledge, and thank you for the instruction, the application from your word, and from every experience and every situation. God, we just pray as we go through this day that you help us to take things we need to do. My name is Melissa Annie DeBerry, Talk with Trinity. Look forward to spending time again Thursday, 8 o'clock, 8 to 8:30. Have a good day.